So this is some gas.
Mark Wagner turns on a ventilation hood to circulate the air because he also just turned on a large tank of poisonous carbon monoxide. A small sensor nearby picks up on the gas, and its screen starts flashing the warning, unhealthy levels in gloomy red letters.
You know, the problem with that particular gas is you can't smell it. So you don't know it's a problem until you already have a problem. So
Wagner is the founder of SensorCon, a three-employee startup that makes, well, sensors. Their flagship product, the Sensor Drone, has a cute little face, with its eyes and mouth each detecting an aspect of the world around them.
The left eye is color and light sensing.
And the mouth measures humidity, air quality, and alcohol levels. Yes, it can be used as a breathalyzer. Of course, these sensors themselves aren't new, but they haven't been gathered together in one gadget before.
Instead of buying a single-purpose sensing device or some kind of gadget, our idea is more integration is going to allow you to do multiple different things.
Earlier this summer, the company introduced the Sensor Drone to the world on Kickstarter, a website where anybody can invest in a product, project, or company. They set the goal at $25,000, and they received that amount in a matter of days and have since quintupled it. While the product made a splash, selling for about $200 a piece, Wagner is already looking ahead.
Virtually every device that you're buying today could potentially be operated off of your smartphone. We know how to do that, actually.
Wagner admits the key to SensorCon's future could very well be its ability to convince smartphone and tablet manufacturers to include sensor technology in future models. He says those efforts are underway, but he doesn't yet have a sense of how that might turn out. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.